Hi, this is Space Kate, and I'm in a big auditorium at King's University in London, and I've come along for the King's Mission Discovery event. It's part of the International Space School, which is known as ISET. It's one of the activities they're doing, and we've just had a really amazing talk, first of all by one of the lecturers here about space physiology, and then we've had Ken Ham talking about his experience in space, and Michelle, you're here as well, and I want to know more about this whole thing. There's lots of kids running around on the stage with glasses making them walk in funny lines, and how did this all come about?
Well, Kate, we feel really lucky to be able to bring the joy of space to a wide number of people. And we're here tonight because we're running a Mission Discovery, which is a 5-day event for high school and university students where we're not just trying to get them excited about space and aerospace, we're trying to get them to find their passion. And space is a great way to find your passion for whatever it is. So we run our Mission Discovery programs all over the world. But then we also run programs like an astronaut leadership experience. Again, even more all over the world. We're in the Gobi Desert last year, Kenya this year, the Lake District, trying to instill a lot of the NASA qualities that they instill into astronauts as far as leadership and team building go.
And how long has this been running for?
ISET has been around for a little over 10 years. It was started by Chris Barber. It's the International Space School Educational Trust. It's a mouthful. But Chris does an amazing job of bringing space to the people. And Ken and I got involved about five years ago, and we feel really honored to get to be part of it.
I think there's something really quite magical about being able to, I'm just looking down the hall there, and there's people talking to the astronaut, and it's kind of one of those things. I think that astronauts are like Father Christmas, right? You know they exist, but you're never going to meet them. So for people to actually have that, one-on-one contact, it makes it real. Is that something that you've found?
Oh, I think it absolutely makes it real, and that's one of the things that we love about ISET. While we do some events where it's you just come in and you speak for a few minutes and then you have to go, we really cater more towards our events like Mission Discovery, where it's 5 days of no kidding having an astronaut there, or the astronaut leadership experience, where you no kidding have them there for, if not the entire experience, the majority of experience. And you get to not just get to know them and feel like, ooh, I got to know Father Christmas, but you get to realize that they're just normal people who have worked really hard to achieve extraordinary things.
And of course, not, we say normal people, but they do extraordinary things, but they're not the be-all and end-all of space. Of course, behind every astronaut is a huge team that's getting them into space, keeping them safe and getting them home, and you're actually a part of that team.
Yes, and that's what's such a treat for me is that to teach kids that, I teach them, I guess show them, that for every astronaut, there's another 1,000 or 2,000 of people like me who are the scientists and the instructors and the flight controllers. Every kid wants to be an astronaut when they're little, and I hope many of them hold on to that dream, but sometimes they go, oh, the odds aren't very good. I can do the math. But to get them to realize that there are other amazing jobs, and while I would love to go to space, I feel completely fulfilled, and I have gotten to live the dream of working in the space industry. So showing them that there's that, it's a very fulfilling thing for me.
So I'm just going to ask a slightly different question. Yesterday was the spacewalk that had a bit of an issue, and astronaut Luca Parmitano had some liquid in his helmet. They had to cut it short. I was following this on Twitter because I was on a training course, and I was starting to feel a little kind of panicky. You can't afford to panic when you're in mission control. So can you just give us a bit of an insight into what would have happened and how people work together to solve these problems?
Well, they're constantly monitoring what's going on, and that's the key, is we always know what's going on in space. And we train and train and train and train for not just the nominal situations, but especially the off-nominal situations. The things like, oh, there's water in my helmet. And so all that training kicks in, and instead of panicking, you think, okay, right, I remember this simulation where we did something similar, I know by my background, okay, let's ask these questions, let's do these things. And it becomes a very... it's a problem-solving task, if you will, obviously, that everybody works together as a team. Everybody has their part, and because of the training that they've had, they all know how those parts fit together to fix it and make sure our crew is safe. That's really the end-all, be-all message of the day for the crew.
Now, I know that you've got to rush off this evening, but I want to make sure that we share with everybody else the details of how they can find out more or get involved or where to find you. Do you want to give us the... the website address.
Excellent. Thank you, Kate, and thank you for doing this. This is a treat to get to meet you live and in person. So our website address is www.isset.org. You can find me on Twitter at SpaceShell, SpaceCHELLE. And we've got all sorts of programs that we hope to see lots of people on so we can share our love of space with you.
Well, I'm hoping I can come on one of your programs because they do sound fantastic. Also, I love that thing you did with the two young boys, and you launched them into space on their, having them sat on their backs like you would be in the space shop. That was wonderful. That was great. Whose idea was that?
I actually have to give Ken credit for this one because he is really great at trying to figure out how can he bring a visceral experience to someone for something that they'll never, maybe not ever be able to actually experience. So give them a little bit of that. Kids love it. I love it too.
Thank you ever so much.
Thank you. And